Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Tote reaches second base with a double. Flagstead goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan takes first base on ball four. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brannon catches it and throws to first to double up Harris. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tote moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-0 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brannan strikes out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Betancourt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Mannion and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Flagstead steals second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crowder moves to second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Crowder moves to third. Blue moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Crowder scores. Blue scores. McGowan moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tate. Schultz reaches second base with a double. McGowan scores. Mainisch scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Marty Griffin now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brannon hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Betancourt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Crowder moves to second. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crowder scores. McGowan moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer bunts towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Crowder covering. Safe. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock bunts towards the right side of the infield. Brannon misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannon. Meyer moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Rothrock moves to second. It's 7-4, Browns. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shult hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Brannon moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-3 in the game. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Merle Settlemyer now pitching. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-3 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball towards left. Tate catches it and throws to home to double up Kress. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Shult chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Kress. Kress fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kress. Tate goes all the way around to score. Rogel moves to third. It's 7-5 Browns. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. It's 7-6, Browns. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Merle Settlemyer. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Morris now pitching. Johnny Heving now catching. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Manish hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Browns. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing third base. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Phil Toth. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.